time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the USU Extension 4-H office here in Carbon County. Fun stuff going on, lots of fun activities and things planned. And, you know, room is at a premium. So if you want to be involved in these, you got to get in quickly because things are going to start filling up. Delana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about some of the fun things that are going on in 4-H right now.
Well, we've got a lot of fun things that are in the works right now that are running. We've got painting club. We've got a third, fourth, and fifth grade club that's going. And it's just so great to see the kids coming in and out and learning new things and doing the 4-H.
Now, even with COVID and everything, the way things are going, you're still meeting. You still have things, but there are safety precautions that have been put in place, correct?
Right. We had to write a plan, and we stick to that plan. Just we can have 10 in our classroom, and we wear masks, and we have everything prepackaged, so it's just safe and sanitized, and everyone's been so great about just keeping the rules.
And, you know, and that's one thing that people are finding is that people, when necessary, are doing what needs to be done to take care of the situation that we're in. Now, as far as these groups that you're going to talk about that are coming up and everything like that, this is one of those things. 10 people or less have to be in these groups. So if you're interested in any of these, you have to get signed up pretty quickly, correct?
Yes. And
so, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, we've got some of them. We've got them up and open so people can sign up and it's starting to fill up.
Okay, so let's start talking about them. What one you've got first right out of the bat?
First, we're doing our horse club. We started horse club at probably January last year, and then we had to be down for a while, and now we've got it going again. And so parents are invited to this meeting if you have interest in being in the horse club. It's going to be November 4th at 7 p.m. at our USU 4-H classroom. And we're going to have games and prizes, and we've got a fun young leader. And we just ask the parents to come, and we just want you to do like 1 month, teach one subject, and then it's not heavy or hard for anybody, and just learn and do a lot of these, enjoy being with the horses and learning about them.
So this is a parent-driven club, really?
Yes, 4-H is all parent-driven, okay. So we get those
so
volunteers.
What are some of the things that you're going to do in horse club?
You know, the group has talked about they want to learn more about the animal, how to take care of them, their body parts, all kinds of things. There's a great manual that parents can pick what they want, what subject they want to teach the kids.
And this sounds to me like classroom time might be kind of fun.
Yeah, they're going to make it fun. We've got a cute leader, college age, that was involved in the horse club up north and is coming with a lot of great ideas. So it's exciting.
Okay, and the horse club, you said there's the first meeting is November 4th. Is
yes.
that correct? And where can you sign up for all of these classes? Where's the best
all
place?
Of them.
What's the easiest way?
Is 4h.zsuite.org. And you go in there and sign up as a 4-H member. To be a member is $10, and that kind of just provides a little insurance for if anybody gets hurt, and then it provides for the background so you know the leaders are all safe and taken care of, and that goes from September to September. So all our summer things are included. So again, that's 4h.zsuite.org.
And that's $10 for the entire year. That's
right.
That's a lot of activities that you can be involved in.
A lot of fun.
All right. What's another one? You were talking about a debate club that you've got that's coming up.
Oh, we've got a debate club. And our leader is Emily Sanders, and she competed on the national level, and she wants to teach these kids how to debate and get their point across. And so they'll actually get to meet in the commissioner chambers. So that's really exciting to let these kids know they can make a difference. So that is starting November 9th, and that's going to run from 2:30 to 4:30, and she just wanted to kind of have a first meeting to see who's interested. And so that also, you sign up on 4-H at zsuite.org.
Okay. And then you were talking about, is it a sixth grade club?
Sixth grade club, yes. They're going to do so many fun things, from tie-dyeing, soda pop, lamps, anything they want to do. We're really letting the sixth graders go at it and just have their own club. And this is also parent-led. And we've got some great parents that are going to be in charge of this. And they'll make things they can enter into the fair and just learn new talents.
And were you saying that you have like a third grade and a fourth grade and a fifth grade club, and the sixth grade club just seemed like a natural to throw in there?
Just for them. I think they're at a great interest level. And then after the sixth grade club, we have, for seventh and eighth graders, we have a junior teen council, and then the high school is in the senior teen council. So we've got something for all ages. Clover Buds is for kindergartners through second grade. So we can keep everybody happy.
So, and you've got plenty of great activities that are upcoming. And once again, $10. That's going to take you through until September of next year. And yeah, that includes all of the fun summer activities. And you guys do a lot of activities in the summertime. So once again, if anybody has questions about 4-H or anything like that, who can they contact and how do they get a hold of you guys?
Our office, our number is 636-3233. Email me at delana.barr@usu.edu. And we'd be glad to help answer any questions and get you involved. Our Facebook page, if you'll search for Carbon County 4-H, you'll find us, and we post most everything there.
And on the Facebook page, do you have links to go in and sign up for these separate classes, or is it still you need to go to the USU?
You go right to Z Suite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So once again, if you've got any questions, give them a call down at the USU Extension office, or, you know, is your office open to the public that people could go in there?
Yep.
Bring and they're right there in the county building on First North. Go in and check out and see what they've got going on. There's always something fun going on at 4-H.
Always.
And they make it fun and they keep kids busy all year round. Delana, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, check on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM for Castle Country Focus.